This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Illinois has been under a stay-at-home order for nearly 2 months, and many of us are feeling stressed in this new normal. We're worried about our health, our families, our friends, our jobs, and the weight of all this can make it hard to concentrate. Dr. Amy Bonert is an associate professor of clinical and developmental psychology at Loyola University. She's currently studying how the pandemic is affecting family structure and routine, and says not only does stress affect our efforts to concentrate, we're also not giving our brains enough time to recover. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, great to be here.
So many of us are feeling the need to be productive right now. We're seeing things on social media about how Shakespeare wrote King Lear during quarantine, or there's that one friend who's always posting the pictures of the homemade meals that are just banquets. And you found in your research, however, this might not be the way to go.
Yeah, I think it's important to recognize that we're facing an unprecedented situation, a perfect storm, really, of stress, where we have a situation that's unpredictable. There's no time limit. We don't know when it's going to be over. And we have limited access to the support structures that we might typically be able to lean on. This perfect storm of stress combined with all these new challenges are really causing our brains to be flooded. And one area in particular, we know the prefrontal cortex is involved with a lot of novelty and challenging tasks.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that maybe we should just try to master handling this pandemic and all the changes it's brought, rather than trying to pick up, you know, some amazing new skill that we might have tried in the previous era.
Absolutely. So if anybody has experience learning how to drive, for instance, a manual transmission, and you remember what that experience was like, it was all you could do to focus on the clutch and shifting the gears. You couldn't have a conversation. You couldn't bother to change the radio station. And that's because that area of our brain that I mentioned earlier, the prefrontal cortex, is really one that's highly active during these tasks that are novel. And so that's the part of our brain that's really involved in organization, in planning, and again, directing our attention.
So with our prefrontal cortexes and our brains in general on overdrive, are we giving them enough time to recover?
No, I think that's a great point, is finding ways to replenish that area of our brain and find things that give that part of our brain a chance to relax and to get a break from all the things that we're throwing at it.
It sounds like what you're saying is we should look for some ways to manage that stress. What would you suggest?
I think we want to look for things that can replenish our attentional capacities in these areas of our brain that can help us feel calmer and focus. And one thing that's important is to acknowledge and embrace the stress. Incorporate a positive stress mindset as much as we can. So rather than trying to push away or pretend that it's not there, embrace it. Know that it's part of how we'll grow and change. Another thing that's important is getting out into nature. And so we know that when our brains are in nature, we focus on elements that are both close and further away, and that can really help restore our attentional processes. A third thing that our research speaks to is the importance of structure and routines. So in particular, getting adequate amounts of sleep and doing it on a consistent schedule is really important for our attentional processes. It's also important to find one thing each day that provides some moment of attainable novelty, something that brings us joy. It might be, you know, planting a succulent or do something we've never been able to do. It's not time to learn how to play the oboe, but finding things that are attainable in terms of novelty and add a fun element to our days.
So, Dr. Boner, do you take your own advice on this stuff?
That's a great question. I am trying as best I can. I do find that the days that I go outside, even for just a little bit, get some fresh air and walk around and appreciate the nature that's unfolding with spring and all the trees in bloom, really does help, restores my attentional processes, helps me feel calmer. I think the sleep is really essential, but I am trying to find small ways to find joy. I did plant some succulents for the first time. Again, something manageable.
So we should give ourselves credit for the stress we're under, try to do something nice in nature, but maybe don't worry about having not written King Lear so far, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Reasonable expectations. Find the joy. Get outside and just acknowledge it's a stressful time and we'll get through it.
Dr. Amy Bonert is an associate professor of clinical and developmental psychology at Loyola University. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.